Climate change activists want the Natural History Museum of Utah to cut itself free of fossil fuel money. KUER's Judy Faze was on hand Tuesday when the activists delivered a petition to museum leaders.
The idea is that fossils belong in museums, not museum investment portfolios. The global divestment movement wants people and institutions like museums to shed investments in companies that produce coal and other fossil fuels that are blamed for climate change. Ryan Plune is a divestment activist who presented a petition with more than 50,000 signatures.
The Natural History Museum of Utah could be the second one, could be a leader in the nation, could be a leader in the world, saying that yes, sustainability education, it matches our mission to divest from fossil fuels.
The divestment movement originally targeted universities, including the University of Utah. The U's endowment is around $715 million, and the activists say fossil fuel investments could be as much as 7%, or roughly $50 million. Some of that endowment helps pay for the Natural History Museum. Amy Wildermuth is Chief Sustainability Officer at the U, and she pledged to deliver the petition to university advisors who are exploring the complicated question of divestment.
What we expect is that by the end of the year, we'll have recommendations from that committee about how the university might think about investing in a way that is consistent with our longstanding commitment to sustainability.
The two dozen people on hand for delivering the petition applauded President Obama's decision last week to reject the Keystone XL pipeline and pledged to step up their fight in the run-up to climate talks in Paris later this month. Judy Faze, KUER News.